Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Joining us from Horse Racing Ireland is Martin Murphy. How are you, Martin?
Good evening, Tom. How are you keeping?
I'm good, and yourself?
Oh, not so bad, sure. You know yourself, keeping the best side out. Looking forward to watching all the football during the week. Looking forward to the big final now on Sunday between England and Italy. So certainly lots to look forward to there. And of course, we've plenty of racing over the weekend. We've two meetings on Saturday and two meetings on Sunday as well. So plenty of action for punters to enjoy. We've got Navan on Saturday and Limerick also on Saturday as well. We'll start with Navan first, the first of eight races off at 1:50. And some very interesting racing on the card. Sorry, actually the first race at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And lots of runners down for decision. Just looking at a couple of races, maybe the 1:25, the second race, the horse called Moving for Gold, trained by Fozzie Stack and ridden by Chris Hayes. A good second at the stall last time out, over 6 furlongs. Drops down to similar distance here today, over 5.5 furlongs. Not a bad draw on stall 12. I think with the Fozzie Stack team in good form at the moment, and Chris had a good double last night at Leopardstown, I think Moving for Gold would have a good each way chance there in that 1:25 event. The 2:10 race then, the 2-year-old EBF Maiden should be a winner here for Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane, the current champion jockey. A horse called Geocentric was a good second at Naas last week on his first run. Doesn't look to be a very strong maiden here against them. There's only 6 runners in the race, and Geocentric should be one for favourite backers. The most interesting race in the card, though, I think, comes at 3:20, and that is the Irish Standard Farm EBF race. Only 5 runners races started here, Tom, but a very interesting race in prospect. I Love Sark is the highest rated, trained by Joseph O'Brien. This one was a good winner to Dundalk earlier on the year, and his last 2 runs, he hasn't been disgraced at a much higher level than this, so his rating of 101 should give him a good chance here. While Johnny Murta's Ottoman Emperor has won 2 of his 3 starts to date and was fairly impressive at Gordon Park last time, he probably will start favourite here. But the one I do like myself is trained by Dermot Wilde, the horse called Terrazal. It was a good winner at Gordon Park last night with Colin Keane on board. I see Colin keeps the mount here, and I think he might prove best in what is a very tricky contest. Other races then, in the 3:55, I think, a little each way in a horse called Easily, trained by Dunnock O'Brien, might reward support. He was a good third last time at Naas just 7 days ago. Well, in the last race, a horse called Ducasa Beach just got beaten at Leopardstown on Thursday night. Siobhan Rutledge rides this one for Lee Smith, who challenges trains up the north. And I just think this one might be good enough to go one place better in that last race, the 5:05. At Limerick on Saturday, an unusual event here, really, because it's an A-race card, and all are run over fences, which we don't have too often in Ireland. So it's an A-race card, and it begins at 1:20. And I suppose backing horses over fences can be a bit tricky at the best of times, but there's some interesting races here. I'll just have a look at one or two of them. The 1:55, a horse called Gin on Lime, trained by Henry de Bromhead, the mount of Rachel Blackmore. She's been quite impressive in many or two starts to date. And Wexford last time out, I thought she was very good indeed, and before that she won at Killarney. I just think she should be good enough to win that 1:55 race. In the 2:30 then, the horse called Goodbye Sunday, trained by John Kiley, the mount of Dennis O'Regan, was a father in his first start at Wexford a couple of weeks ago, but hopefully will jump around safely. This one was a good hurdler, and I think if he jumps around safely, he might be good enough to win here. The big danger is Joseph Ryan's Trude's Altar, a good second at Clonmel a couple of weeks ago. He already has that chasing experience, which can be very important. Other races then, the 3:40 then, I think a Mayor's Beginner's Chase, this should go the way of Global Equity for Joseph Bryan and JJ Slevin. This one was a good mare over hurdles, and she certainly has a high enough rating to make it fairly big over fences. I think if she jumps down safely, she should win this. And just one other one then, maybe at Limerick on Saturday in the 4:15, a horse called Brogeen, trained by Seamus Bradish. Good winner at Wexford last time out, might be good enough to win here. Likes the good ground, and it certainly has no problem running over the distance of 2.6 miles. So that's Saturday, Tom.
Since you mentioned Goodbye Sunday, you have two events on Sunday.
Yes, we have indeed. Sligo and Ferry House. So Sligo is National Hunt and Ferry House is the flat. The big race at Ferry House on Sunday is the Group 3 Brownstown Stakes for fillies over 7 furlongs. And that's the fifth race on the card of an 8-race card, which gets underway at 1 o'clock. The big race at 3:20. And here I do like the chance of the Jessica Harrington trained Valerina Messalina. This one was 6th at Royal Ascot last time out in a higher grade than this one. She ran very well in this race last season when just beaten, but I think she just might be good enough to win here. The likely good ground and offer would be in her favour. She wouldn't want too much rain overnight, so we'll have to keep an eye on the weather. But I just think Valerina Messalina has the form to win this one. Plenty of dangerous, though, with likes of Pearls Galore for Paddy Toomey, certainly will have a bit of a chance. Well, My Generation was a little bit disappointing last time, but before that had run some very good races in defeat and must enter calculations here. But do you think Valerina Messalina might just be good enough to win? in other races then, I think in the 135, the second race, a filly called Shiel ran a very good race first time out when finishing third at Fairy House, and might just be good enough to win here. That was quite a good effort. Thunder Eclipse from the Fuzzy Snap, Chris Hayes combination, second of the saw last time, will have a good chance as well. But I think Shell might be good enough to get off the mark here. In the 210, then Mrs. Bouquet for Jack Davidson. I tipped that to win last week at Nace, but didn't get the clearest of runs and only finished third. I don't like making excuses for beaten horses, but he definitely didn't get a clear run. I just think maybe, hopefully, with a clear run this time, she might get her head in front from stall number 5, the mount of Rowan and Whelan. The big danger here is the filly that won the race last week, Affable. She's certainly on upward curve at the moment. Ken Conlon trains this one. She's up £13 for her last two wins, but Joey Sheridan takes 5 back off that, so she'll definitely have a good chance again. But I just think Mrs. Bouquet is overdue a winning turn and might be good enough to win here. Another race is then possibly Prince of Verona has a good chance at the 3.55. Good winner at Nace last weekend, up £9 for that, but I think looks to be on the upgrade and certainly could have a good chance here. But in the very last race, the 5.05, April's Joy for Kevin Cromwell, was the winner of a hurdles last time. Showed good form on winning on that occasion. Before that was third in a decent race at the Curragh, and I just think that April's Joy might be good enough to win that last race at 5.05. So then lastly then we have Sligo, and again here on Ashon card, 7 races on the card, first at 1.55. In the opening race, I think Love Doubt for Tom Mullins and Jack Foley could be the right one here. This one has ran some good races in the feet over the last couple of months. I think this looks a fairly winnable opportunity for him, and Love Doubt I think might just be the right answer there. In the 3.05 race then, the Mayor's Novice Hurdle, it's a very interesting contest. 3 last time out winners here doing battle, Calmby Dolly, Presenting Bonnie and Getaway Queen. All 3 have good chances again. Slight preference maybe might be for Calmby Dolly, a narrow winner at Punchdown last time. Went up £7 for that, but James O'Sullivan can claim 5 back off that weight. I just think Calmby Dolly might just be good enough here. In the 3.40, Luisisi Naturea is the name of it. Good winner at Bellistown last time, or a good fourth actually at Bellistown in the flat before that, had won over hurdles and might be good enough to win that 3.40 event. Well, in the 4.15, a lot of interest here in a horse called All Class, trained by David Dunn, ridden by Sean Flanagan, has improved an awful lot on the flat in recent times and looks fairly well treated here of a mark at just 80. I think All Class will take a lot beating in that 4.15. But the last race looking at for this weekend is the 4.50. I think her's called the Caddy Rose for Noel Mead might be good enough to divide top weight. She is running off a mark of 1.15, which is about £13 below her chase mark, and I just think the Caddy Rose might be good enough to win there. So hopefully you might have pointed a couple of winners in the right direction there, Tom. Hopefully you have a good weekend, and we'll be able to speak to you next weekend with the Curra on the next weekend, the Kerrygold Irish Oaks, the big race on the Saturday, so let's look forward to there.
Thank you very much, Martin Murphy from Horse Racing Ireland. Can you predict the match on Sunday?
Well, I suppose everyone wants to know that. I do think, I have to say, I've been very impressed with Italy, you have to say. I think they might be good enough to spoil the English party, but there's no question that England have done a great job to get there. I suppose Gareth Southgate has been under a lot of pressure, I suppose, people saying that maybe he doesn't play expansive football. I do think Jack Grealish should be starting, though, because I think Italy's midfield is quite good and might be just too good for the English midfield. I know a lot of people, obviously, probably don't want England to win, which is not a nice thing to say maybe at times, because we all follow these footballers every week. But, you know, they are a very good team, and I think with home support, they can see them winning all right. But from a betting point of view, I think Italy might be a bit of value at 13-8. I just think they've been the better team through the whole tournament, and they might just win on Sunday. But it should be a great match either way.
That's perfect. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thanks very much indeed. Thanks, thanks, Tom. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.